Tensions between Russia and the West have been running high for a while, especially after Russian-backed soldiers intervened in neighboring Ukraine 2 years ago. That raised concerns in other countries that used to be part of the Soviet Union, and many of them are now members of NATO. Last week, NATO announced a new deterrent force to be based in Poland and the Baltic states. Reporter Nick Schifrin recently visited Narva in Estonia, which welcomes some deterrence. Narva is a city that sits on the banks of a river that also serves as the border between NATO and Russia.
The Narva River is only 100 feet wide. It's been called NATO's most sensitive border. Of the last 300 years, Russia's occupied Estonia for 250.
We never want to see that happen again.
42-year-old Jaak Tarian leads Estonia's Air Force. He's identified as European since Estonia gained its independence in 1991, but he's old enough to remember growing up Soviet and the impact the Soviet Union had on his family.
My grandfather was officer in the Estonian army before war, and he was deported to Siberia never to come back.
Estonia's worry is historic and current. In 2014, they watched Russia annex Crimea and destabilize eastern Ukraine. They feared they were next. That fear only increased as Russia launched military exercises across the border with as many as 80,000 soldiers. Nearby Sweden's hunted for Russian submarines, and Russian jets have buzzed American warships off the Estonian coast.
We have heard the rhetoric of Vladimir Putin. We feel he has the intention to redivide Europe. The deterrence worked all throughout the Cold War. So we are confident if the Allies take it seriously as Estonia does, deterrence works this time as well.
Deterring the so-called Russian bear requires a lot of backup. Tarian's Air Force has no jets. He relies entirely on NATO and the U.S., which are both sending a lot more firepower. NATO announced the deployment of a 700-soldier battalion to Estonia, and the U.S. is deploying to Europe a 4,200-soldier, heavily armored brigade at the highest level of readiness.
It's meant for the Kremlin decision makers to make them realize that they cannot get away with a bilateral conflict with one of the nations of their choosing, that they are immediately at war with the entire NATO.
But after Britain voted to leave the European Union, Estonians doubt European fortitude, and they fear the impact of presidential candidate Donald Trump.
Many, many countries are not paying, most of them, but many countries are not paying their fair share. That means we are protecting them, and they are getting all sorts of military protection and other things. And they're ripping off the United States, and they're ripping you off.
That was Trump in Wisconsin in April. His criticism is economic. In the early 1980s, the U.S. accounted for half of all of NATO members' military spending. Today, the U.S. accounts for three-quarters of that spending. I put Trump's criticism to Colonel Tarian.
Why should Americans who are skeptical about spending money on the military in other places care about Estonia?
It is important for the better world in the future that Estonia stays free and democratic country and that democracy spreads east from here instead of vice versa, the tyranny spreading west from here.
Back on the Narva River, a Soviet tank serves as war memorial and warning. In Crimea, Russia claimed authority to intervene on behalf of ethnic Russians, and more than 90% of Narva is native Russian-speaking.
We, like, pretty much have almost the same culture, like Estonia and Russia.
14-year-old Igor Shirai is the son of a Russian mother and Estonian father. He feels at peace in Estonia and wants this border city to feel that way, too.
I would like to have the West be at our side, all these flying around in planes and really like making Russia angry. This is pretty much like a bad idea.
That's because when he looks around, Narva feels calm, and Estonians have it pretty good. 8,000 people cross the border every day. Estonian living standards exceed those in the Russian town across the river, and children of Estonians have total access to the European Union. That opportunity and prosperity mean even most residents who identify linguistically and culturally with Russia are pro-Estonian and pro-European.
This region economically is quite well off and self-sufficient.
That's 62-year-old Vladimir Petrov, the chairman of the Union of Russian Citizens in Estonia. Judging by his office, you might think he's a Russian nationalist.
You have the magnets of Putin. We have Stalin.
Stalin, the
NATO looking like the old man. It seems like you're pro-Russian.
He is, but even he wants his love of Russia to remain a long-distance relationship.
Russia could very quickly take care of it, as you said, could come in. Would the people of Narva welcome that?
The daily life that's continuing here is nothing like military intervention, and no one is hoping for that.
For The World, Nick Schifrin, Narva, Estonia.
Nick's story from Estonia was supported by the Pulitzer Center on Crisis Reporting.